Wow. Now, what do you say? One more time for good measure. Actually, how about three more times as far as going through the NCAA tournament? Michigan yesterday, as perhaps you were hearing the broadcast, maybe you were watching as well, Michigan dismantling Florida State to move on in the Elite Eight. Wow.
That wasn't a game. That was a lesson. Yeah. I mean, Michigan broke their will early on. Give Florida State a little credit. They got it to, I think, 5 points at one point in the second half, but then Michigan went on a run, and that was all she wrote.
That was impressive second half. I mean, the first half for both teams kind of like was,
But Michigan's defense, though, was
true.
Stifling.
There's no question. I mean, Florida State barely scored 20 in the first half.
Right.
21, I think they got. But after that, I mean, offensively and defensively, I mean, when you shoot like 67% in the second half.
Right. Well, and it also, you're always going to have a great shooting percentage if you score a majority of your points in the paint. 50 points in the paint in today's game. I mean, that's something you just don't really hear too much of.
No.
And that was just Michigan's way. They didn't need the three-point shot yesterday. They were just dominating in all other aspects of the game.
Just when you wonder, can a team elevate itself any higher?
They did it. And I'll tell you what, I've heard a lot of the so-called experts were saying that they thought Florida State was going to give Michigan a tough game, as I was thinking the same thing due to the fact that they played great defense. And then I was thinking, wait a second, throughout this whole year, Michigan's been known. This is what has made them one of the best teams in the country, is that they play one of the best defensive games in college basketball, and that was put on display yesterday.
And what was the stat I heard, and I can't remember it. Can't remember if it was radio. I had TV on a little bit, but I was listening more radio. Michigan boasting the nation's top defense and offense. Not the top, but amongst the top.
One of the top. You're right.
Sides of the ball.
I think maybe top 10 on both sides of the ball.
Maybe that was it. That's impressive.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And just think, I mean, if they start hitting their three-pointers, they're going to be tough. So, I mean, this is, everybody, all you Michigan fans out there, you have to admit now, Michigan is officially a basketball school. It is no longer a football school. Basketball is where they're getting their success.
I mean, four straight trips to the Sweet 16. Before Juwan Howard, John Beilein was building a very successful program. Don't want to forget about John.
Nope.
Juwan Howard has certainly stepped up. Everyone wondered, what kind of coach can he be? A former player, got all the attention as part of the Fab Five. Was it just all hype?
No.
He's got talent, and he's putting it together.
Yes,
he does. They sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think just with all the contacts that he made through all those years in the NBA, he went up the coaching ranks too. He did a lot of time assistant coaching and all that, so he knew exactly who he wanted to hire, and he learned a lot, I think, playing with the Miami Heat all those years, too, when they won championships.
And I can't forget, he did go on to a successful professional career as well.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan beating up on Florida State.
Please, Michigan, do whatever it takes to keep him. Pay him a lot of money now. Give him half of Jim Harbaugh's contract. Keep Juwan Howard there. I did see a funny tweet that somebody said, so can Michigan and UCLA just play at the Rose Bowl?
Yeah. That would be brilliant.
Be different.
If it would move up the broadcast time, let them. Shall we get onto that part of the program? For those folks who haven't heard, Pat Johnston, why is Michigan and UCLA game tomorrow night being played essentially at 10 o'clock?
I wish I knew the speculation, and I happen to agree with it. It's just speculation, though. Is they want to, the NCAA and TV wants to accommodate the Los Angeles viewing market.
Oh,
UCLA.
3-hour difference there, yeah.
And now the other game is Gonzaga against USC. Southern Cal. Also, I would say, is L.A. market, and both are West Coast teams, but for some reason, they get the early slate while Michigan has to wait to play until 10 o'clock. So those of us here on the Eastern time zone, we get to stay up until midnight watching that game. Yeah.
Okay.
I know. That's the only thing I can think of. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't.
Uh-uh.
Guess that gives us another reason we should have seen Alabama win.
Maybe.
What about a better time for us, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't discount the fact that UCLA is on its own Cinderella story, shall we say, upsetting the second seed Alabama.
Well, they played in those first four playing games. They defeated Michigan State, if you remember. So,
gosh, I forgot all about that. Yeah.
I mean, this is quite a run for UCLA.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good one. But in my opinion, I understand that UCLA is on a run here, but this is Michigan's game to lose, in my opinion. I think this is just such a great team they've got.
Really well-rounded, that's for sure. Four in double figures yesterday.
Yep.
Getting good production. And every player on the roster getting into the game last night. You know, Juwan Howard made sure of that. That was kind of special for the kids that sometimes don't get that playing time.
Yeah, that was fun. That's always fun to watch when the benchers get out on the floor.
So, keep it up, Michigan. We will have a broadcast of the game tomorrow night, of course. It will be on 790 News Radio WSGW. And 9:15 is the broadcast time. Extended pregame from its usual half hour. But we'll have it until the very end, whenever that end might be. And as you said, probably somewhere around midnight.
Probably.
Unless you get an overtime game. Oh, wouldn't that be special?
Oh, that would be just lovely. It'd be heartwarming.
As Michigan wins, play as long as you want. The Red Wings game tomorrow night will be on 100.5. It's an earlier start at 6:45, but we need to put the Red Wings on a different frequency because the Red Wings probably would end about 10 the time that Michigan's tipping off, unless the Red Wings went overtime.
And then a shootout.
And what happens if there's an incident that's delays the game or something, like the pane of glass breaks or something
like that.
So, you did better safe than sorry. So
that is true.
We will remind you, and of course, you can always go to the sports schedule box.
Yes, which I have to update, Charlie. I didn't want to put anything down for Michigan playing on Tuesday until it was official. So I will update that this morning.
I get that. You scroll down the homepage at WSW.com. There's a broadcast box there. It talks about our sports schedules, frequencies, and games that we are highlighting so you know where to find and what time.
Right.